家，欢迎大家 ，Welcome back to our podcast， 欢迎来到我们 HSK2 中文 podcast。I'm Emily and I'm here with Vicky。
Hi Emily， 大家好，今天你怎么样？
我很好，你呢 ，Vicky？
也很好，今天不错。
你们今天做了什么呢？
我今天洗衣服，吃早餐，对，然后散步。
啊，你们现在阿根廷是早上吗？
对，
哇，非常的 chill。
Yeah, yeah, it is. How about you? 你呢？
我今天工作。工作和工作
哦哦哦，加油
！Thank you, thank you， 谢谢。Okay, so let's take a look. 我们今天上什么呢？
我们今天要看但是 we're gonna learn about the grammar pattern in Chinese. 虽然但是 which means although but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so this expressed the contrast just like in English. We're going to make a fun conversation about learning Chinese, and you'll see how to use it natively, how we use it naturally.
Yes, so get ready. By the end of this episode, you're going to be able to make your own sentence with 虽然 and 但是 And also, we're going to explore the boom of intangible cultural heritage in China.Mm-hmm. Yeah, so before starting, you're listening to Hanyu Chinese School podcast. If you're learning Chinese and want to take your skill to the next level, you're going to love this episode. And if you like to learn with us, you can try a free one-on-one class through our platform. We have courses starting from 39 euros with live classes, recorded lessons, and a full access to our online campus so you can learn at your own pace. So just visit us here in hanyutrainingschool.com and choose your path.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Vicky. So the setting today is Emily meets Vicky during a coffee break at work. So I'll start. Vicky.
你好吗？听说你最近工作很忙呢。
是啊，虽然我每天都很忙，但是我还是想每天学中文。
哇，真的吗？学中文怎么样？有意思吗？
虽然有时候我觉得发音很难，但是还是觉得很有意思的。
太好了。虽然我也觉得学习中文很重要，但是不容易有时间。
工作很忙，真的很不容易。我们可以互相加油，一起学习。
好的。
Yeah, okay. So now let's dive into the grammar part. 虽然但是this pattern is used to show contrast similar to although but in English. So let's see the structure. It's 虽然 plus one statement, 但是 plus the second statement. So the first statement is something true or a fact, while the second statement is contrasting the idea or outcome. Let's see some example.虽然我每天都很忙，但是我还是想每天学中文。Although I'm busy every day, I'll still want to study Chinese every day.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So the second conversation that we saw in the dialogue, I said, 虽然有时候我觉得发音很难，但是还是很有意思的。Although sometimes I think the pronunciation is difficult, it's still very interesting. Then we have, 虽然我也觉得学习中文很重要，但是
不容易有时间. Although I think learning Chinese is important, but it's not easy to find the time.
Yeah, so some advanced points. The first part, 虽然, can express subjective feelings, not just facts. You can also replace 但是 with 可是 or 不过 for slightly different emphasis. So 虽然很累, 可是我还要工作. Although I'm tired, I still have to work.
Very nice. So the other example that we have here is, for example, the first one. 虽然下雨了, although it rained, 但是我们还是去爬山了, but we still went hiking. And the second one is, 虽然我昨天睡得很晚, although I went to bed really late yesterday, 但是今天还是起得很早, but I still got up early today. Ooh, that must be tough.
Yeah, it is.
It is, right? Like, I don't get it. Like, the both statement, both examples are really tough lives.
Yeah, so sad.
Okay, so let's take a look. So we have a question for the audience. So let's test your understanding of 虽然, blah, blah, blah. 但是, blah, blah, blah. So how would you say in Chinese, although I'm tired, I still want to study Chinese?
Yeah, think about the sentence structure and leave your answer in the comments below. We'll review the sentence and give you some corrections. And well, here we have some like comments from our comment section from Carlos Ivankovich. Did you see the comments, Emily? Here he said, 你好,我是阿根廷人. Wow, that's really nice. 我也是. And he also is asking, 怎么样,吃了吗? So, Emily, 你吃了吗?
有,我吃了,你呢,Vicky?
我也吃了. So, our answer to you, Carlos, is, 我们都吃了,谢谢,你呢? You can give the answers in the comments also.
So many Chinese speakers in Argentina. I like that. I really like that.
Yeah. That's a very interesting thing. So, well, let's continue to our the review of the lesson.
Okay, yeah. So let's review the dialogue first. So remember that we were meeting in a coffee break at work. So I'll start first. Vicky. 你好吗? 听说你最近工作很忙呢? Vicky, how are you? I heard your work has been very busy recently.
是啊,虽然我每天都很忙,但是我还是想每天学中文。Yes, although I'm busy every day, I still want to study Chinese every day.
哇,真的吗? 学中文怎么样? 有意思吗? Wow, really? How's learning Chinese? Is it interesting?
虽然有时候我觉得发音很难,但是还是很有意思的. Although sometimes I think the pronunciation is difficult, it's still very interesting.
太好了,虽然我也觉得学习中文很重要。 但是不容易有时间. Great. Although I also think that learning Chinese is important, but it's not easy to always find a time for it.
Sorry. 工作很忙真的不容易,我们可以互相加油一起学习。 Being busy with work is really not easy, but we can encourage each other. Let's study together.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So before I continue, are you enjoying this episode? With our classes, you can make even more progress.
We are the top-rated online academy, over 3,000 satisfied students, and we have an overall rating on Trustpilot, 4.8 out of 5, so based on 200 reviews. So we offer courses starting from just 39 euros, including group classes, recordings, and a 24/7 learning platform. So if you would like to learn step by step, try Flip Class and see for yourself. So you can find everything at our website right down here, hanyuchineseschool.com, or you can scan the QR code right here on the screen. So if you want to listen to all of our podcasts, all of our episodes, you can really welcome to come visit our campus, campus.hanyuchineseschool.com/podcast. So we have all kinds of podcasts also on a lot of platforms, Spotify, Twitch, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to learn more, please just check out of our website. Here we have www.campus.training.com/podcast. So very welcome you guys to join with us with a free show class.
Yeah.
Okay. So for culture, this is something that I really, really want to know. So today we have a really interesting topic. Vicky, I heard that in China, there's something called the 非遗文化遗产, right? So I'm really not sure what that is, but I see it a lot on whether it's TV program or the video games I'm playing currently. There's also something about these. So can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. So the 非物质文化遗产, it literally means cultural heritage that isn't physical. So,
not like the landscape, mountains, nothing like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's more about the traditions, skills, and costumes that are passed down through generations. So things like traditional Chinese medicines, the paper cuts, the shadow puppetry, the calligraphy, or even the tea ceremonies that we've been talking about like previous episode before, right?
Yeah, I remember that. So it's more like a living culture, right?
Yes, and right now there's a huge boom around it in China. People are really proud of their cultural roots and want to preserve them. Some cities even host festivals where you can try things like making dumplings by hand or learning ancient musical instruments as well.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. So it's more like are these traditionals like disappearing or something? Why do you guys need it to be like a big thing right now?
Well, yeah, the answer is like some of them are like disappearing. So that's why the Chinese government has listed many of them officially as intangible cultural heritage to protect and promote them. The cool thing is that it's not just for old people. Like young people are also joining workshops, posting videos online, and making this traditional trendy again.
Interesting. Like, I know this thing because the video game that I said before that I was playing, they would give out like free objects, and they would say this is a part of the 非遗文化. And I would see my character dressing really pretty with some silver hats and the really pretty traditional dresses, a lot of things like this. And also the TV program that I loved about, the 奔跑吧. It's always talking about the traditional 非遗文化. They always visit like traditional cities, and they try to get to know more about the traditional things, and they try to performance and make it out to the worldwide for everyone to know more about these kind of things, right?
Those are really good examples of how the Chinese government is trying to preserve these costumes and this 非物质文化遗产. We have some other examples, like some modern restaurants now serve tea ceremony for Instagram, or the street performers do a traditional art with a modern twist. It's not just entertainment. This cultural practice can really teach values like patience, teamwork, and creativity.
So I never realized there was so much more about it, because I was always like, oh, what is this? Like, when I get free stuff on the video, I'm like, oh, nice. But like, the more I see it, the more I get interested in it. So yeah, it sounds like a really fun way to learn about China beyond textbooks.
Yeah, true. And you know, well, the last years there was a boom of wearing traditional clothing in China. You know, the handful things, like when you go to China and to some touristic places, you have the option also to, you know, wear handful and then take some photo shoots. So that's also part of like learning about Chinese culture, especially for foreigners that comes to China. They can also see, like, you know, the rich culture China have.
Wow, that's really nice. That's really nice. Thank you so much for letting me know more about this kind of culture, because we never really get to know these. Here in Taiwan, we don't have that much of these kind of culture. So I really admire them.
Well, you should come to China as well.
Exactly. I should travel more. I should.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now let's move on to the part of the question we previously asked. So let's see the answer for although I'm tired, I still want to study Chinese.
So let's see.
Yeah, so the correct answer is 虽然我很累, 但是我还是想学中文. So, although I'm tired, I still want to study Chinese.
A great job to everyone who has tried. And remember, the structure is 虽然,但是, and it works for expressing contrasts in many kinds of situations. So now, for the homework challenge, it's your turn to make a sentence using 虽然,但是. So think about these kind of things that you would say in daily life, work or study, weather, anything that you're interested in to talking about your routine.
Yes, so leave your sentence in the comments below. We won't answer them during the podcast, but we'll review them online and give you some tips to make your Chinese sound more natural.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for staying with us until the end. If you want to truly learn Chinese with real teachers and a clear method, just visit our website, HanyuChineseSchool.com, and book your free class. Remember, we have courses starting from just 39 euros that includes live classes, recordings, and a very complete platform to help you progress step by step. Plus, we have all our podcasts organized in the campus, so you can track your progress. So just visit us at campus.hanyuchineseschool.com. /podcast, or you can also listen to English podcast at campus.trainland.com/podcast. So see you in class.
Yes, thank you guys so much. So that is it for today. We hope you enjoyed learning 虽然,但是, exploring the culture in China.
Yes, so next time we're gonna dive into the structure 有时候 and 的时候, learning how to talk about habits and moments in your daily life.
Yes, so thank you so much for listening. And remember, even small practice makes your Chinese better and more natural.
Yes. So if you like this episode, please don't forget to like and subscribe and leave your comments below also for the homework you have to do. So see you in the next episode then. Oh, we have a last comment here. Oh, okay. Carlos saying, 谢谢老师，再见。Okay, 谢谢你, Carlos. 再见, 我们下次见。再见。See you guys. Bye.
再见。